More information is slowly emerging about the 16-year-old who shot his grandfather and a companion yesterday and then opened fire at his high school and finally killed himself. The death toll from the attacks on the Red Lake Chippewa Reservation currently stands at 10, including the shooter, and several students remain in critical condition. For an update on the story, we're joined now by Dennis Doden, publisher of the Bemidji Pioneer, the local newspaper in the nearby town of Bemidji, Minnesota. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What do we know by now about the shooter?
Finding out a little bit more about him today. One is that there's some disturbing posts that he apparently made to a Nazi website over the last year and a half or so, alluding to some, you know, not fitting in and maybe perhaps doing something like this at a school one day.
That's disturbing, but you never quite know whether what somebody writes on a website is what they really mean.
Exactly, or if it really is him. None of that has really been confirmed. We also know that his father committed suicide within the last 4 years. His mother has been in a facility in Minneapolis area with a brain injury following a car accident. He's been in and out of school, had not been attending school as recently because of a disciplinary action.
Do we know what the disciplinary action involved?
I think it's primarily, I can check, apparently it's basically an attendance issue.
There must be an awful lot of speculation rampant in your area.
There is, you know, people trying to figure out, you know, I think the most, inquisitive they are is about the motive. What was it all about? Was he, and especially relating to his grandfather, other students, and the school itself. We just don't know what it was.
So as far as we know, he left no note, no videotape, nothing.
No, the press conference was held almost 2 hours ago now. The officials indicated there they could not confirm any kind of a note or anything like that, any sign.
And what is the condition? How many students are still in the hospital, and how many of them are in critical condition?
We have 5 confirmed wounded. 2 are in critical condition, both in Merritt Care Hospital at Fargo, about 140 miles away. The other 3 are all in the hospital at Bemidji. None of them appear to have life-threatening injuries.
I know your newspaper has posted on its website some of the emails that you're getting from your readers. What are people writing you about?
Oh, it's very interesting. We got one of our better interviews off of that earlier today. One of our reporters was able to visit with a neighbor of the grandfather, talked to him about what he was like. Also had 2 children in the school and talked about the fear, of course, that she had when she first learned of this.
And when we hear about this school, it doesn't seem, I mean, there were metal detectors. There was concern about security.
Well, there has been, you know, there has been a history of not necessarily violence, but concern with security at the school throughout the past several years. But it should be noted that the guard who was gunned down was unarmed himself, and I believe that is how they do it. They don't. That's typical.
The guard there at the metal detectors at the school.
Correct.
And shock, I guess, has to be the only thing that a lot of people are feeling now. And as you talked about this, this need to find out why this young man did what he did, and there are no easy answers.
No, there aren't. And, you know, you hear it every time something like this happens that, you know, I'd never think it could happen here. But I guess, you know, I don't think there's any place where you don't think it could happen anymore. It sure seems that way.
Yeah. Are people talking about any ideas for how to change things or concerns that were unaddressed?
I don't think so. I think, you know, until you know more about why, you know, if that isn't even discernible in a case like this, I don't think there's any need. I don't think that does you a lot of good to speculate on that.
Mm-hmm. The Red Lake Reservation, what's it like?
It's economically depressed. Although, you know, Bemidji is about 20 miles south of Red Lake, really, we do have many of our newspaper customers, readers, a lot of folks from Red Lake down in Bemidji doing their commerce, and we see them, we live among them. It's not perfect; we're not without problems, but it's a it's an economically depressed place, but we coexist and we see a lot of them in our town.
Yeah, there are obviously sometimes tensions between reservations of any type, military or Indian reservations, and the local town.
Right, and I'm not going to say that doesn't happen here, but I don't see it as a rampant problem.
Is the reservation, is it a violent place? Has there been trouble there in the past?
There have been shootings. A couple of years ago, there was a drive-by of some sort. We do get plenty of police reports from up there. Whether it's more than typical for a reservation, I couldn't tell you.
Dennis Doden, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We know you're very busy there, and thank you for your time.
You're welcome, Neil.
Bye-bye. Dennis Doden publishes the Bemidji Pioneer, and he joined us on the phone from his office in Bemidji, Minnesota.